All right, welcome to 3 to 5 Guys, Boxes and Fries. Today we have me, Phil, we have Dallin, Lovell, and we have a newcomer named Max. He's my neighbor, super cool guy, and he's going to join us in the discussion today. So thanks for joining. It's exciting to have a new voice in the mix.
Amen. Thank goodness.
Getting really sick of some of these other guys, you know. actually, you know what's crazy? I kept harping on, hey, someone write their first, you know, Apple podcast app written review, and I would read it on the podcast. And actually, someone did write a review like back on November 20th. I just didn't look until today. And I have a sneaking suspicion based on the username and the content of this review that it's my mother. says, I am really enjoying listening to these podcasts every week. I'm very impressed how you can each state your opinions, and even if it differs, you can each show respect for the other person's way of thinking. Very refreshing.
That's awesome.
I think my very favorite ones have been with Finn. I sure love that little munchkin. So that's my son. I've done a couple with Finn. So I'm like, well, it seemed pretty unbiased. And now it's like, oh, okay. And then also the username is clearly my mom. So. But hey, thanks, Mom.
I don't know, man. Finn's pretty biased.
Yeah, well, yeah. It might be Finn. He's like, yeah, those are great. Finn's great. No, but if someone else writes a review that isn't like clearly related to me, that I'll read that too. Until we like get more than like 10 reviews, I'm going to always read them, I think, because if that ever did happen. And I want to just kind of do a shout out to a podcast I've been listening to called Life is Short with Justin Long. I don't know if you guys know this actor. He's been in like... He was in Dodgeball and a lot of other movies, but I really like his perspective. He just interviews different celebrities and they have a conversation. And I just kind of like, I don't like all podcasts that are that format where they just kind of have long form conversations. They used to be exclusively what the kind of podcasts I listen to, but I'm more selective now in the podcasts I listen to. But that's one that I just really like. Something about it, it's what kind of inspired me to start doing this again, because I just liked... It's kind of a newer podcast, and just him starting a new podcast and his, you know, perspective on it was kind of fun. So anyways, I have a question for you guys. Have you guys finished your Christmas shopping yet?
As soon as Amazon arrives.
Yeah. So you've already clicked checkout all the times you need to?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about you guys?
I haven't started yet.
Oh, that's scary.
Well, I've done a partial. And this is getting started early for me, which is really a really bad habit.
Oh wow! What do you exclusively do, online shopping, or are you gonna go into stores?
Right now, you can't really do a lot of online. I guess it depends on what you're ordering and how close you are. But right now, there's a couple things I was gonna order last night. I'm like, oh crap, they're not gonna get here in time. So we're gonna go to the stores tonight.
All right, cool. Well, I mean, you have a plan though, so that's good. How about you, Max?
We took pretty good advantage of the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Cyber Week sales. So just tried to do everything we could. We're still doing a little bit here and there, but you know, I don't think it ever really is done until, you know, Christmas Eve.
I know. I always think I'm done and then I'm like, oh yeah. Or I see some little thing. I mean, I prefer the situations where I see a thing that I didn't consider and then I get it versus I forgot something, you know. But I'm pretty well off, I think. Like, my wife does a lot of it for like the kids and I, you know, put my input, but I'm pretty sure I'm done with my wife. So this is good. That's the most important, right?
For us. Phil's done with his wife.
Yeah, I'm done with her.
carry on.
All right. So to the topic of the day. So something interesting happened this morning. I get up pretty early. It was about 5 a.m. I get up. The first thing I do is I like to look at my phone for anything new, you know, and just to avoid getting ready for the day. And I see that someone tagged me in a post on Facebook. It's a picture from back in 2001 when I was a senior in high school. And she posted this picture of me and these girls that were I was in a class with. Looks like it's probably English class. And she says, I found this little treasure. Ah, we were young, 2001. And I'm like, oh, it made me feel good. You know, someone found a picture of me and two other people and she tagged me and she posted online. Like, that's awesome that someone actually found this and remembered and had this. And then there's one comment on the picture. by someone who I won't name, but this person says, he was annoying as hell. Referring to me. There's one guy and two girls. And she says, he was annoying as hell. So I'm like, of course that feels kind of bad. Right. And then I'm like, of course, the first thing I think is like, I got to say something. Cause I'm like, I look at this person's profile.
You gotta
defend
yourself, man.
Yeah, I'm like, look at the person's profile. I'm like, what could I say that really hurt them? I'm like, seeing this person, I'm like, I don't even know who this is. I don't remember this person. I was like, I could use that against them. You're not even memorable. You know, like, I don't remember you. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty mean.
Who did?
Because like, just because I don't remember doesn't mean she's not memorable. You know what I mean? So anyways, I end up saying is, sorry to hear that. I'm sure I was, LOL. And then a couple minutes pass and I think, my feelings are hurt, so I write one more post. Also, that's kind of mean, by the way.
And then I'm like, didn't know this already.
Yeah, so then I'm thinking like, oh man, but I look back and I'm like, actually, it probably was kind of annoying because I know that when I was in high school, I was definitely trying to overcompensate for my insecurities and I was probably pretty loud and outspoken and trying to like get attention. I was very much about getting attention. So I probably was pretty annoying in class. It's particularly if like you didn't like my brand of humor, I guess, right? Or my way of being. So then later the person who originally posted it says, oh, I enjoyed Philip. He is hilarious. And I'm like, oh, that's good, you know? And then I say, thanks. The fact is I was really into getting attention back then. Kind of still am in many ways, LOL. I'm glad it didn't rub everyone the wrong way though. And then she says, oh, you were very confident and intriguing. So I'm like, yeah, this is good. You know, it's becoming positive. And then the person who made the negative comment says, Phil, I wasn't trying to be mean at all, in no way. I remember days in class, and that is what I remember. I wasn't at all to put you down at all. My apologies if you took it that way. Okay, interesting. So then I say, oh, no worries. I'll just take a positive look at the concept of being annoying as hell. LOL. I'm just glad those days are in the past, and thank goodness we can learn, grow, and improve ourselves, right? And she says, right, LOL. And that's kind of that, right? I think it's good. One thing I like about this is it didn't like escalate into some like super negative situation. It's like, if I really was that, how bad can I feel about someone thinking I was annoying 18 years ago, right? So, but anyways, that made me think of the concept. I was like, well, what if like I was just not annoying, but what if I was just in the corner quiet the whole time and this person didn't remember me at all? Would that be better than her remembering me in a negative way? So in general, is it better to be forgotten or remembered negatively? What do you guys think?
Is it better to be remembered negatively or forgotten?
Yeah, exactly. Or being disliked, like someone remembers you and says, oh, that person was annoying. Or like, let's say your legacy, let's say it's even on a higher level, like you're like some kind of world leader, but everyone hated you. Is it better that you did something that was memorable, even if it was negative? I mean, barring genocide, not genocide and stuff, but you know what I'm saying? But like people didn't like you for whatever reason. Why do you say so?
I would say yes and no. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I would say yes, it's better to be remembered negatively even. Like, for instance, in like we talk about remembering Hitler, for instance, because we don't want to repeat. You know, we have a bad experience at a movie and we don't want to repeat, you know. You don't want to like go into a movie and be like, oh, I can't remember if I saw this one or not, and then you sit through a terrible movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, so I was gonna say, I feel like the other side of that. So I was actually having a similar thought, but on the other side of that, sometimes people are remembered to justify your own behavior, and not in the annoying. I mean, you were labeled as annoying in that situation, but there's other situations, right, where behavior could be really destructive or consequential, and then somebody remembers you for that, and they start following your example, and so it leads people to justify and make maybe unnecessarily bad choices. So that's what I think. It's kind of yes and no. It's hard for me to say one or the other. It's kind of based on the circumstance and what the behavior was.
Right.
Are you saying that like someone could remember my behavior and justify them doing annoying things? Because, hey, he did it and people seem to like him. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Or like your brother and sister, like they did this, you know, like, and it's kind of a negative thing that maybe had some negative ramifications or not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're like, maybe, you know, I shouldn't actually be doing that. But they seem to find this as a good way to justify their actions. By by leaning on if Big Brother did that or Big Sister did that or
yeah, and if you look out like beyond like even our immediate circles, one thing that this is kind of a broader way to look at it, but when you think of the concept of legacy, right? Like, what do we leave behind, and like what impact have we made on the world? Is that important to you guys? I mean, is there something you'd want people to remember you by, or? You know what I mean? Like, is legacy important, or should we just kind of like live our lives and not worry about that?
Maybe legacy is what drives some of that negativity just in general, you know, as people try to make a name for themselves. I mean, obviously that can be good or bad. You know, like the Romans, they tried to leave a pretty huge legacy, and they went about it in obviously various ways and whatnot, but most people will look back on that and look and see, oh, they attributed so much to advancements in technologies, etc. So people can look back on their legacy with fondness to a degree, but then obviously, you know, other nations back then would look back on the Roman influence and be like, it sucks because now we don't really have much of our identity from back then, so on and so forth.
Like their impact actually kind of affected like other things that beyond just themselves in a way, you mean? Like,
right.
Like losing culture, like we, yeah, okay.
All right. But and as far as like a personal legacy goes, I mean, again, we might have to take that in stride with each individual, I guess. But those are my thoughts.
So the thought that was going through my mind was like in life, we're trying to just gain experiences, trying to, you know, do something. And if you're not rememberable in one way or another, like you're annoying or you're super pleasant, like you're not having an effect on anyone. That's not good. I mean, it's, you're nothing. Like, what was that? It was something I read about. Lukewarm water is, they just spit it out because it's not hot, it's not cold. That's the same thing with kind of like being how you influence, how you're seen. Is if you're doing something, you're causing some kind of change that causes people to become like, if you're super annoying or you're an evil person and you're whatever, that causes other people to look at you and want to be better to defend against that, or they see somebody that's super awesome and maybe they're going to try to aspire to be like that person. But if you're just another car in the road that I have to pass.
Yeah. Just taking up space and resource.
That's true. I mean, that's something that came to my mind as you're speaking, Lovell, is like, we could all like, you're not going to make everyone happy, right? Like if you're doing something that's getting people will notice, people are going to like it. And other people are going to hate it. You know what I mean? Maybe there's indifference, but like you can't do something. And that's kind of a fallacy or something that maybe it's hard for me, is I want everyone to like me. And so sometimes I worry too much about things because I don't like the idea of one person. Let's say 100 people liked me and one person didn't. That bothers me, but I can't control that, you know? But if you're not causing anyone to even like notice what you're doing, you're not like really – you want to be part of something, or you want to be pushing or doing something in your life that's making a difference, and that's going to get noticed. And like I said, some people will like it and some people won't, but if no one has any opinion, then like, what are you even accomplishing in life? Right.
Yeah. Like that's one reason why I have kind of have negative things to say about like social media influencers, especially those on like Instagram, because they worry so much about creating a following, etc. I mean, my wife, she went through a little phase where she was trying to generate 1,000 followers or whatever. And it went to the point where she was just doing stuff just to do stuff. And it was without meaning, you know what I mean? Just to try to generate a following or whatnot. And there's nothing wrong with trying to generate a following, but those followers, and I see this in myself and as well as other people, it almost has a negative effect where they see that someone's trying to do or try to be or influence something, and they just kind of give up all hope. Be like, oh, well, I'll never be able to do XYZ like social media influencer A, so why try to add my mark to it? Do you know what I mean? So if we inspire change in a good way, then yeah, of course, you know, like that can be a positive influence for good, whatnot. But if we're doing it in such a way that people climb back into their shells and become, you know, just another car on the road to pass, then we might need to reevaluate, I guess, like the kind of weight we put on things like social media influencers, et cetera.
But I see a lot of that stuff as a little superficial. I think when you focus so much, right? Yeah. I mean, kind of when you focus on leaving a legacy instead of just doing things because you care about it, and that you care about the effect that it has on other people. Like it does feel like you're motivated for the wrong reasons. Cause I think people have worth, you know, intrinsically we all have worth, right? And our worth isn't based off of what other people think or do or say, or how they label us. In the end, like who said this quote? I'm trying to remember it. There's a guy that said, live for your, don't live for your resume, but live for your, what's it called when you go into it? There's somebody gives a speech and they're at your funeral.
A eulogy? What do they call
that? Yeah, live for your eulogy. Like people, when you die, you know, people are going to be remembering you for certain things. In a sense that I guess it can motivate you when you're thinking about how do I want to be seen or how do I want people to remember me? I think it can definitely help motivate you to do the right things and to do, to kind of avoid some of these superficial things that we tend to pursue, and to kind of purify your motives a little bit. Anyway, that's kind of what I was thinking of when you guys were chatting about that.
Yeah, I guess that's good. I guess because you could have different motivations, right? Like you could be like, I want to get noticed. I want people to say this or that about me. And like, if that's going to be all you're thinking about, then that's going to affect your behavior in like kind of a disingenuous way, probably. You know what I mean? Because you're just trying to like get towards this desired result versus I want to do something positive. I want to make a positive impact on the world around me. And that inevitably could get noticed, I guess. And like people would say that he was a good person because he did this. And he was always true to this or that. And you're not doing it for that, but that's going to, people sense like genuineness and authenticity, I think. And like and you can tell when someone is, and those are the kind of people that you, I guess, remember. And also we have the people we remember for the wrong reasons. Obviously, I don't think any of us want to be remembered because we were jerks or we hurt people. Or we were selfish.
Annoying as hell.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's funny because part of me is like, dang, that stinks. But also, hey, you know what? At least I wasn't someone who wasn't remembered at all. You know, so I guess in some ways, on a certain level, I'm kind of happy to know that, like, I was at least putting myself out there.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, too, like, thinking back on, like, on that person's original comment, like, oh, yeah, Phil was annoying as hell. Like, that dude was annoying as hell. That person could have also been in almost direct competition. You know what I mean? Like they might have viewed you as like, oh man, that dude was annoying as hell, but he beat me to all the punchlines or whatever. Or or they could just be like the total introvert, and you know, like anyone who speaks out in class could be annoying as hell. You know what I mean? So
yeah. And that's a good point. I mean, and ultimately I was pretty amazing, so I could see how they'd be jealous. Just kidding. No, but I think that you make an interesting point. And it's like, and the truth is I probably like very much could have been annoying, and maybe, you know, there's some truth to that. So it's something to learn from. And I had to learn, you know, like I had to learn through time, like, hey, when I act certain ways, this is the kind of results I get, you know, and I should probably stop acting this way or that way. So I was still learning. Right. So, but no, this has been it. Like, oh, go ahead.
Say, like Max says, it's kind of subjective, you know, and being annoying, right? Depending on the person that's judging. And I feel like my experience, just kind of thinking about that, like, I think many times I was too afraid to be myself or too afraid to say what I wanted to say or even like make a joke that I thought would be funny sometimes because I was afraid of judgment, right? You know, and because of that fear of judgment, it made me kind of close up and suppress a little bit in different situations. And so I guess good on you for like speaking out and being yourself, you know, in the end, like you learned, like you said, since then, and you're still being yourself and saying things and not afraid of judgment.
That's good, man. I like it.
And it was high school. I mean, no one knows who they are in high school. I mean, everyone goes through about 5 or 6 different selves before they reach that point where they go, you know what? I'm comfortable with who I am now.
Yes.
You know
what I mean?
And they'll probably say that during those 5 or 6 different selves, you know, I'm comfortable with who I am now.
Yeah. And I mean, all of us further evolving to do even still, right? Well, let's hope so, right?
I mean, that's the purpose of life. That's the purpose of existence, is to grow and develop and then pass that on. You know, some people are like, my children are my legacy. You know, like that's, like I look at my dad, he left a pretty huge mark on during his service in, you know, city government up north in northern Utah. And I mentioned that to him. I was like, you know, you left a pretty big legacy here. And he just looked at me. He's like, no, my legacy is you. My legacy is my children, you know? And so you can make your mark, but what he wants to be remembered for is, you know, being a dad or whatnot. So,
or really kind of in a roundabout way being remembered through you, like the man you become, right? And then what your children become because of that. So, yeah,
awesome.
I think that's an excellent place to stop. That is awesome. Thank you. I appreciate all your perspectives. I hope everyone got to say everything they were wanting to say today. Now, if anyone listening to this has any suggestions for topics, you can always email us at boxesandfries@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Boxes and Fries. And maybe someday I'll update some of those social media accounts with something. Thanks for listening. And until next time.